Hey there. It's not every day we get to dive into something as, well, let's be honest, kind of a tricky topic, right? This idea of like hiring for honesty. I mean, can you even do that? That's something that's always intrigued me. And this article you sent over, The Ethics Guy from Aviation Maintenance Magazine, it really got me thinking.
Yeah, it's a question that's been around forever, hasn't it? I mean, we all want honest people on our team, but how do you actually figure that out, in an interview?
It's the million-dollar question for sure. And this article, it had this story about this insurance agent, Eric. And it really like stopped me in my tracks. Because on paper, this guy, Eric, he was like the perfect employee. Great resume, glowing references, the whole nine yards.
Oh, yeah, I think we've all met an Eric at some point, right? It seems too good to be true.
Exactly. But here's the thing. He ended up, get this, embezzling thousands of dollars.
Wow.
I know, right? And even his own lawyer was like, yeah, I wouldn't trust this guy as far as I could throw him. So it makes you wonder, like, how much can you really tell from a first impression?
Well, that's the thing about first impressions, isn't it? They can be so deceiving. And we, as humans, we're hardwired to like make these snap judgments based on, often very superficial things.
So we're kind of setting ourselves up for failure from the get-go.
In a way, yeah. We see someone who seems confident, we might automatically think, oh, they must be competent and honest too. Or, someone's really charming and we just want to believe they're being genuine. But those things don't always go hand in hand.
It's like that saying, don't judge a book by its cover.
Exactly. We need to dig a little deeper, try to get past those initial biases and really understand what makes someone tick.
So how do we do that? How do you actually get to the heart of someone's honesty in like what is often a pretty short conversation? This article had some interesting suggestions for interview questions that might help with this.
Yeah, those were interesting. The first one, it really kind of throws you for a loop, doesn't it?
It's a tough one for sure. Like, imagine being asked in an interview, tell me about a time you had to tell a direct report an unpleasant truth.
Yeah, how did that make you feel just hearing it?
Honestly,
Yeah.
a little sweaty, like my palms are getting clammy just thinking about it.
And that's the point, isn't it? To see how someone handles that kind of pressure, that discomfort of having to confront a difficult situation.
Right. It forces you to think on your feet. And I love that story the author shared about the engineer who, he actually admitted to making a really costly mistake.
Oh, yeah. What happened there?
Well, you'd think he'd get like reprimanded or, even fired for something like that, right? But instead,
Instead.
his honesty actually won his company a $3 million contract.
Wow. Talk about a testament to the power of honesty.
Well, the client was so impressed with his integrity that they actually rewarded him for it. It makes you think about the ripple effect of that kind of, well, ethical behavior in the workplace.
Absolutely. When you have leaders who model that kind of honesty, that integrity, it sets the tone for the entire organization.
People feel safer speaking up, admitting their mistakes, and ultimately, I think that leads to a more, well, a more ethical and productive work environment overall.
100%. But it gets even more interesting when you look at the next interview question this article
Oh
suggests.
yeah, that one's a doozy, but I mean, talk about uncomfortable.
Intense is a good word for it. Definitely makes you stop and think, that's for sure.
So this question, it's kind of like straight to the point, no holds barred.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
It's something like, have you ever cheated? And if so, like, what did you learn from it?
I can see why you might squirm a little hearing that one. It's definitely designed to push some buttons.
Right. I mean, who's going to actually admit to cheating, like, right there in a job interview? It seems almost, I don't know, unfair. Like you're setting them up to fail.
I get where you're coming from, but here's the thing. It's not really about trying to catch someone out in a lie. It's more about, I think, their reaction to the question itself.
Okay, so it's about how they handle it, even if they don't give you like the perfect answer.
Exactly. Like, how do they react when they're put on the spot, when they're pushed outside that comfort zone? And the article actually had this really interesting anecdote about this college applicant.
No, tell me about this. Did they actually admit to cheating?
They did. They owned up to it. But, and this is the important part, they showed absolutely zero remorse.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't just that they had done it, it was
Yeah.
how they felt about it after the fact.
Exactly. They actually tried to justify it, like it was no big deal. And I think that's where, for the interviewer, that's where the real red flag goes up.
Right, because everyone makes mistakes.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's the learning, the growing, the taking responsibility, that's what really matters.
100%. We're all human. We all mess up sometimes. It's what we do with those experiences that defines who we are.
But it's not about finding someone who's like never broken a rule or whatever. It's about finding someone who understands, you know, the weight of their choices.
Exactly. And that's why I think the article emphasizes the importance of organizational culture so much. Because if a company really truly values honesty, they've got to create an environment where it's safe for people to actually, you know, be honest.
Where people can admit to making mistakes and learn from them without fear of, like, being punished for
it. You've got it. It's like that old saying, mistakes are proof that you're trying.
I love that. And I think it goes even deeper than that. Because if you're in a workplace where you're terrified of admitting a mistake, you're not going to be open to feedback, to growth.
Right. You're going to be so focused on not getting caught, on hiding your mistakes, that you'll miss out on opportunities to actually improve.
Exactly. And that helps no one. Not you, not your team, not the company.
It creates this culture of fear and, like, secrecy. And that's the opposite of what you want if you're trying to build trust.
Which is ultimately what we're talking about here, right? Trying to build a workplace where people feel safe, respected, and empowered to do their best work.
And that kind of environment, it all starts with honesty. Being honest with ourselves, being honest with each other, and creating a culture where honesty is actually valued.
Okay, so we've talked about honesty, which is obviously a big one. But I do want to make sure we touch on these other qualities that the article mentions. Because it wasn't just about honesty, right? There was this whole list of like 9 other qualities of high character employees.
Right. It was like a blueprint for, you know, building a dream team.
Exactly. We're talking accountability, care, courage, fairness, gratitude, humility, even patience and presence. I mean, it's a pretty impressive list.
It is a pretty hefty list. You're right. And I think it just goes to show that building a truly ethical, thriving workplace, it takes more than just, you know, one quality.
Right. It's like you're assembling this all-star team. You need people with different strengths, different perspectives, who can all come together and work towards a shared goal.
Exactly. And when you can find people whose values really align with the values of the organization, that's when you can achieve something truly special.
I feel like we could do a whole nother deep dive just on those qualities alone.
Right. There's so much there to unpack with each of those.
It's definitely going on the list. But for now, let's bring it back to this idea of like actually interviewing for honesty. Because it's tough, right? It's not like you can just, you know, see it on a resume or something.
It's not a quantifiable skill, that's for sure. You can't just like put someone's honesty score on a spreadsheet.
Exactly. So how do you get a sense of someone's, I don't know, their true character in such a short amount of time?
Well, I think it's about, you know, really paying attention, not just to what they say, but how they say it.
Looking for those little tells, those moments where their guard comes down a little.
Exactly. Do they seem genuine when they're answering your questions? Are they willing to admit to past mistakes, even if it's a little uncomfortable?
And are they, like, actually taking responsibility for their actions? Or are they just making excuses?
Exactly. It's all in those details. It's about, I think, trusting your gut, but also like informing that intuition with what you're observing, with the questions you're asking.
Trust, but verify, as they say.
I like that. And you know, when it works, when you get it right, it's huge. Because hiring for honesty, it's not just about, you know, avoiding risk. It's about creating a foundation of trust that benefits everyone.
Building a culture where everyone feels safe, respected, and empowered to, you know, really bring their A game.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, isn't that the kind of environment we all want to work in?
100%. So to kind of wrap things up here, I think the big takeaway is that while there's no foolproof way to guarantee someone's honesty, asking the right questions, focusing on those character traits, it can make a world of difference in building a team you can trust.
Absolutely. And, you know, it leaves us all with something to think about, doesn't it? How would you answer that question? Have you ever cheated? And what would your answer reveal about your own relationship with honesty?
That's something for all of us to ponder. A little food for thought as we head into the weekend. Thanks for joining me for this deep dive today. Until next time.